Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
All right, Greeny, we roll along with you here, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Goodyear Hotline, plenty of time in this hour for your calls. So a weird thing has just happened. I don't know what to do. Maybe you can tell me what I should do. I just got notification that someone is using FaceTime from my home right now.
Okay.
And so I just texted Stace to say, are you using FaceTime on my Apple ID? And she said, no, I'm in a taxi and I'm not. So what do I do? Someone is FaceTiming from my phone, right, or from my Apple account right now.
So we are to believe, oh, from your account. You said not from your home or from your account?
Well, from my Apple account, I think.
I'm guessing this is a situation in which you're showing your age a bit. Sometimes, like, you'll get notifications like that. I'm guessing that it's nothing. I think it's less likely that your home has been burgled and someone has used their time to FaceTime someone else from your home. Don't you think so?
No, I'm not worried that someone is burgling. I'm worried is someone stealing my information. Am I worried about nothing yet? Bubba, should I be concerned about
this? Well, I mean, I guess the question, is this a legit notification or is this like a spam notification that you're going to start clicking on things and next thing you know, then they're
nothing.
Stealing your notification?
There was nothing like that. No, I just didn't know.
I mean,
who's the notification from?
Well, I don't know.
Greeny, you butt dial me like once a week. I'm sure it's probably a user error here.
I clicked on the note that said it doesn't make any difference. I'm good here. And then I texted Stace and she was like, no, I'm in a cab. And so now I can't get back the notification. So I don't know what to do.
Was it an email or where did it come from?
No, it popped up on my phone. It just popped up saying someone is using your account right now. I don't like this.
No, not at all.
I feel like I should do something. For the life of me, I don't know what. So,
I mean, you are using your account right now. I mean, it could very easily be a little pop-up glitch.
All right. I'm just counting on everything being okay here, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not comfortable.
You're a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous about this. Let's see what happens. Did you know that some things have been low on our to-do list, but life insurance can no longer be one of them? If you're like me with a wife and kids, you need to protect them. You need SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been helping families for over 35 years. Get your free quote at SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
I'm sorry. What? What?
I'm sorry. What?
I'm sorry. What?
I'm sorry, what?
All right, the traditional I'm sorry what, where you will hear interesting people saying interesting things. We're going to start with Joe Judge, the head coach of the New York Giants, whose team was absolutely humiliated yesterday. I mean, dominated in every way you can. And if you're just tuning in, I've been very critical of his decision to leave his quarterback in all the way to the end. But one way or another, Joe Judge, after the game, had this to say.
I'm just telling you this right now. Like, we don't have a room full of guys right now looking around and wondering. We don't have a room full of guys who are waiting for next year. We don't have a room full of guys who are waiting for someone to show up and save us. Okay, the only one who can make an impact to change anything that we're doing are all the men in that room. The coaches, the players, that's it. Okay, so we're in that submarine right now. All right, something happens wrong in that submarine, it's got to be someone on that ship to step up and save that thing, right? You spring a leak, someone's got to plug that thing for you. No one's coming. They don't get there in time to help you if you don't fix it yourselves. So we rely on ourselves.
The hell's he talking about? I don't even know what that, like, that's the kind of stuff that when you're winning sounds great. You're like, oh, listen, he's making a submarine analogy. And when your team is as bad as his team is, like, I think he's trying to harken back to the Rick Pitino, you know, Larry Bird is not walking in that door and Kevin McHale is not walking in that door. I think that's what he's trying. Is the sound to you like that's what he's trying to say?
I guess it's a bad analogy for sure. I mean, that's not even the right analogy for what happened yesterday. Yesterday, the ship sunk and no one could plug it.
Yeah.
I don't really understand the
Nuno, what's he talking about?
Analogy.
I have no idea. I listened to that whole 11 minutes, and this morning I just got angrier and angrier and angrier of listening to him. Yes, if you want to harken back to the great Michael Ray Richardson and the ship be sinking when he played with the Knicks, like, that's one thing. Dude, just take it down a notch. Just like, you can't. And more and more I listen to him and see and the decisions and – and we could get into this in another conversation. And what Brian Flores is doing in Miami, stay away from the Bill Belichick coaching tree. It's a complete and utter disaster. You need to rip up the roots. That thing is dead.
Yeah. Look, I mean, again, Dan Orlovsky used the term Tommy Toughnuts to describe the style of coach that Joe Judge is. And what he's saying there, he sounds like he's aggravated by being asked questions about his team's performance. Like, your team was embarrassing yesterday. That was as non-competitive as a game could possibly be. And so I'm going to listen to that again. Tell me if you can make any sense of anything he said.
I'm just telling you this right now. Like, we don't have a room full of guys right now looking around and wondering. We don't have a room full of guys who are waiting for next year. We don't have a room full of guys who are waiting for someone to show up and save us. Okay, the only one who can make an impact to change anything that we're doing are all the men in that room. The coaches, the players, that's it. Okay, so we're in that submarine right now. All right, if something happens wrong in that submarine, it's got to be someone on that ship to step up and save that thing, right? You spring a leak, someone's got to plug that thing for you. No one's coming. They don't get there in time to help you if you don't fix it yourselves. So we rely on ourselves.
Did we just put a submarine sound effect in the back of that? That's hilarious.
Well done.
That's well done by Bubba. He sounds like he's saying the only people who can solve this problem are the people in that room. And he kind of sounds like he's not taking a lot of responsibility for how bad it is. Look, I don't know Joe Judge from anybody, but I've been around sports a long time. If you're going to act the way he acts, your team damn well better win.
Well,
because when you act like that and your team puts out performances like that, people just tune you out immediately. The players do. Mm. The fans do. That's like when you sound like, there's no one's going to do this, right? He keeps saying right. I mean, he sounds like Humphrey Bogart in the Caine Mutiny. Like he sounds like they were all eating the strawberries.
That's a dated reference.
But I don't have a newer one than that. Like, that ship, Nuno gave, this is a little newer, although it's also a dated reference, but Michael Ray Richardson, man, that ship has sunk. It has sunk. There are a handful of teams in the NFL whose seasons are over. They're one of them. Mm. So that doesn't play. I mean, you can't continue to act that way when your team is 1-5. Like, that just doesn't work.
He's acting like he's Bill Belichick or Nick Saban, both of whom he coached under without having won anything. So,
right.
Like, if this culture-building thing that he's doing was going to work, I think we probably would know it by now.
All right, next, I'm sorry, what is Aaron Rodgers? You saw it. He gets up after running in a touchdown and is yelling at the fans, I own you. I've owned you all my life. I own you. I own you. To the Chicago fans, here's what he said about it after.
Sometimes you black out on the field. in a good way. I've definitely blacked out from a concussion, which isn't a good way. But I looked up in the stands, and in the front row, all I saw was a woman giving me the double bird. So I'm not sure exactly what came out of my mouth next.
I mean, it's great. And that was, look, there was an old axiom in the law. Truth is an absolute defense. So when he's yelling, I own you at the fans, there's really not a damn thing anyone can say back. Because truth is the absolute defense. And he does. Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears. With apologies to the McCaskey family, previously the Halas family. I mean, it's all one family who have owned the Chicago Bears since their inception. I did see that some creative person changed the Wikipedia page to list Aaron Rodgers as the new owner of the Bears. My concern is that that's the same person who's FaceTiming from my account right now. Because if you can figure out how to do that, maybe you can figure out how to use my account. I'm made very uncomfortable by this. I'm trying to focus through this conversation, and I'm struggling to do it. One more. You want to hear the Cowboys or the Browns? Let's do the Cowboys. What the heck? This is the game-winning touchdown yesterday in the overtime, 105-3, the fan.
Play fake. Boot to the right. Looking down the field. Lamb! 10-5! Victory! Cowboys win! The ghosts are exorcised.
They certainly are. I mean, the Cowboys are exorcising all the ghosts. They're phenomenal. Period. Full stop. New paragraph. If you're trying to get taunting out of football, how is what C.D. Lamb does at the end of that game not taunting? He basically stops running, walks into the end zone so that guy can come over and get close enough to him, but hopeless. I mean, having no chance of stopping him rather than just running it. Like, what he does is a trillion times more disrespectful than stuff that we've seen called taunting in the NFL all season long. And so the guy shoves him. And I said this to Ryan Clark. I said, like, what Ryan Clark said, we're going to have a fight. I don't care if the game is over. If you do that to me, then you know, again, RC was a tough safety. He said, you do that to me. You do to me what CeeDee Lamb does going into the end zone yesterday. We are going to have a fight. There is going to be a fight that ensues from that. And I'm not surprised by that. Like, that to me is more taunting than getting up and saying something after a comparatively routine play in the middle of a game. Does that make sense at all to you?
Yeah, and let's just say, let's live in a world in which they did call that, since it's a walk-off play. What is the ruling then? Are they taking the points off? How does that work? Like, if they had called unsportsmanlike, because there's no further play, do you know what the rule is?
No, I mean, they're not going to. They're not going to call anything on that because it's irrelevant. There could be a fine, but the game is actually over.
Right.
So if they want, and they're not going to fine him for that.
It's like always defensive players that get banged for
if
this.
If it had turned into a fight, then I'm sure they would have dealt with it in some way. One way or another, the Cowboys are just legit. I said it on Twitter yesterday. I said it on Get Up this morning, and I'll say it again. For the last 20 years, that exact game, the Patriots win it every time. And for the last 20 years, that exact game, the Cowboys lose it every time. Doesn't matter who they're playing. And so the Patriots now are the team that loses that game because they don't have Tom Brady anymore. And the Cowboys are the team that wins that game because they're just so good. The Cardinals have bragging rights of being the last unbeaten. They're excellent. What a statement performance yesterday. The Rams are really good. Brady's Bucks are really good. But if you ask me right now to say which team I, because, and we're 2 months away from all this, 3 months away from all this. So any number of things are going to change. But right now, if the playoffs started right now, I would pick the Cowboys to win the NFC. I think I would pick them against anybody, and I would just hope to death the coach doesn't get a chance to screw it up for me. What do you think?
I don't agree with that. I think Arizona's the best team in the NFC right now. Do you really think the Cowboys, is it because you think they can win more ways?
Yeah. I just think they're that kind of good. The defense is incredibly opportunistic. The quarterback is super elite. They have outstanding talent. The Cardinals, obviously, their quarterback is playing out of his mind. They have great receivers. Their defense might be a little better, right, all things considered. I don't know. There's just something about the way the Cowboys are playing. It feels like their year. Sometimes that happens. It's been a long time. Maybe it's their year. Maybe it's not. We'll see. We're a long way away from finding out. By the way, Cowboys-Cardinals, January 2nd. Second to last week of the season. Could be for the one seed. We'll see how it all plays out. Up next, Nuno's notes. We'll include everyone on one team getting fired. And we also have plenty of time for your calls as we continue in this hour as well. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. All right, we debuted Nuno's notes in the new open yesterday. Our producer Nuno always inserting his opinions into our show Google Doc. And we told Bubba that maybe we'd like a little more in the open. I thought the open was good, but I thought it could be better. Here is part two of the Nuno's Notes open. What's going on, Nuno?
Not much, Greeny.
Nuno is a unique personality.
There's just that je ne sais quoi.
He puts notes on all of the games into the Google Doc for me.
I'm definitely a savant.
And I like it. I just enjoy it.
Nuno's notes.
Sure. Let's do it.
Very well done. All right, so that's extremely well done. Let's go through them here. It starts with the Rams and the Giants. Rams 38, Giants 11. And these were the notes that Nuno sent to me. One, Rams are the most complete team in the NFC. Two, I need heads to roll now, not at the end of the season. Who are you firing? Right now, if you're John Mara, Nuno, I'm giving you ownership of the New York Giants for the next hour. What are you doing?
Gettleman is gone. Let's just, these are some stats. Hembo is our stat guy, but I got some stats for you.
Let's hear them.
They're 1-5 right now. I don't know when their next win is going to be. You know, they have the Panthers and then the Raiders. They just, it's ridiculous. They were.
Let's face it. There's no team correct. They could be playing that you wouldn't think to yourself, that's a loss.
Correct. They started 1-8 in 2017, the year before Gettleman got there. 1-17 the following year. 2-11 after that, and 1-7 last year. This is a dredge. Is that of the franchise of the NFL? And I don't even know if I'm using that right. I don't care. It sounds good in my head. They are a complete and utter disaster, an embarrassment for the NFL. Like, he has to go.
Jason, so it starts with Gettleman. For you, it starts with Gettleman.
And then yes, and one of these coordinators, preferably Jason Garrett. Patrick Graham, everyone fell in love with last year. That team is just not good enough. And you know what? And I saw an article by Connor Orr, who writes for the Sports Illustrated, that said they might have to consider making tough moves, like possibly trading Barkley if he comes back with the next 2 weeks. You know, consider trading Evan Ingram or Sterling Shepard, because next year's cap, this team is a disaster. Next year's, you went all in the last couple years and went all in this year to try to win. You have no cap space right now for next year.
Yeah.
You have to make serious moves.
The worst thing you can say about the Giants, of all the things, aside from my enormous frustration with the way that was handled with Daniel Jones yesterday, is that they are a win-now team. That's the worst thing you can say about them. He's right. They put all their eggs in the basket of winning now. So when you're a win-now team and you might be the worst team in the NFL, that is a lethal combination. And our TV crew, can you put their upcoming schedule back up again? Because it's worse than you made it sound, mm-hmm. Nuno. Like, they play Carolina this week, then at the Chiefs, then the Raiders, then at Tampa. I mean, there's no way they win any of the next four
and
games.
As much as I hate the Eagles, you put that as a loss because they're going to retire Michael Strahan's jersey. They're 0-2 when they retired Eli Manning's jersey.
Yeah.
They lost. Yesterday they were honoring the Super Bowl championship team. They lost. They'll probably lose that Eagles game. And do me a favor, Mara, when you make changes, go outside of this organization. Stop doing what makes you comfortable and hiring people that you feel comfortable with. Step outside the box.
These are why Nuno's notes are just the best of notes. I would say that Eli Manning, Michael Strahan, and the other assembled members of the championship team that they honored yesterday would not have been less competitive playing against the Rams than the Giants were yesterday. At this age, I ran into Strahan on the golf course the other day. He's in good shape. Michael absolutely would have competed as hard as any of the Giants did yesterday. All right, let's keep going with Nuno's notes. Next game, Packers-Bears. And this is Nuno. This is the beauty of him. He writes, "You might own the Bears, Aaron Rodgers, but you also own horrible playoff losses, something that will happen to you again this year." See, these are the notes that Nuno puts in the Google Doc as though I need to see them.
Information.
He's just sharing his opinion with me, which you could do in a lengthy email chat, but instead you choose to put it in the Google Doc. So I guess in that regard, I will give you credit.
I mean, what else are we going to say about that game, right?
That's fair.
It's the Packers win. They're not a great team. They have some really great players.
They have two really great players.
Their defense isn't great. The Bears you don't know what that you have with him, with them, because of the head coaching situation, and you're playing a rookie QB. So it's finding a silver lining to what happened in that game.
Good luck. Very quickly, he writes, Cowboys 35, Pats 29. Nuno writes, this hurts my soul, but the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl even with an inept head coach. We haven't talked about that much, but there have been three times this season now, after yesterday, that I've had to say the words, it doesn't wind up costing them the game. But imagine if it does. He couldn't see the clock in the first game. Then he's got the issue with the Chargers, in which they run all that time off the clock, and they're lucky. They wound up having to kick a 56-yard field goal, if I'm remembering correctly, that Zuerlein bails him out. Then yesterday, he doesn't know what down it is. There's no question he doesn't know what down it is. There's no way you call a timeout on fourth down in that position and kick the field goal at the end of regulation with 24 seconds left. There's no way. If you were watching the game, there was this weird play the moment before where there were two fouls called on the play, and one of them is a loss of down. So it was third and 25. The broadcast said second and 25. I don't know what information is in front of McCarthy at that moment, but they call a timeout, which demonstrates they thought it was third down. Mm-hmm. Third and one, you call the timeout there. Fourth and one, you let the clock run down to 3 seconds and you call the timeout there. So again, they make the kick, they win in overtime, it doesn't wind up costing them. But if I'm a Cowboy fan today, like my main man Bubs, that would be my single biggest concern. All right, we have given you all the hot takes we have. Now it is time to hear yours. My number is 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Your hot takes on an NFL Sunday coming up.
Greeny, the podcast.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance, coming to you live, as always, from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. We have a million different things to get into here. All our guests, as always, on the Goodyear Hotline with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear more driven. Before we, no, in fact, let's do it. Let's do the calls first, and then I will get to the Monday night game and get through a few of those. But let's get the callers in here and get some of the hot takes here at 888-SAY-ESPN. You can be a part of Greeny Nation right now on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football heating up. Fans are hyped. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one that fans deserve. Bubba, who is our first caller?
Yeah, first up, we got Jeff.
All right, Jeff, you're on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Give me a hot take, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Greeny?
Good.
You know, I don't know if you know, I'm a Dolphins fan, man, but I want to cry today. But my hot take is real quick. Brian Flores, moron. Chris Greer, bigger moron. The man who employs them, biggest moron of all. I want Kellen Moore as my new offensive coach. And the fact that Brian Flores didn't tell his team on that last play against the Jaguars what to do, he should be fired on the spot. Greeny, thank you so much. I'm a frustrated Dolphins fan, and we suck.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to argue, particularly with that last part. That's the kind of passion and hot take that we appreciate here on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Bubba, who's next?
Yeah, Kellen Moore's not available, but nice try, Jeff. We'll go to
You
Jonas.
Might be able to get Mike McCarthy next year. Because Jerry's going to throw him off. If he doesn't win the Super Bowl,
I think
Jerry.
I'm changing my – I think he will. I think he will. He has to. He has to keep him, right?
He has to what? Keep McCarthy?
Kellen. No, keep Kellen. Yeah.
Oh, keep Kellen.
Like, there's no way he can let Kellen leave, right?
Right.
Well, leave the building.
I think that the only way that happens is if McCarthy wins the Super Bowl this year. Because you can't fire McCarthy if he wins it. You just can't. And Moore is going to get head coaching opportunities. Let's see if Jerry can talk him into staying. Jerry might really look him in the face and say, it's just one more year. Like, you can be the head coach of this team as soon as we don't win the Super Bowl. You'll be the coach the following year. Who's next, Bubs?
Next up, we have Jonas.
All right, Jonas, you are on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Give me a hot take.
The NFL should issue fines or something on officiating crews if they make continual bad plays. And they need to change pass interference calls, penalties, because it's becoming an offensive strategy. Like, how do you game plan against bad officiating crews? Now, I'm a Browns fan. Should be enough said. It's one thing when we got no tackles, our running game is beat. We have no Jarvis Landry. We got an injured Baker and OBJ. We got defensive struggles and depth. But how do you game plan against officiating crews? Maybe bring pass interference back to 15 yards, 20 yards, some type of happy medium. Roughing the passer has just gotten ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it's enough to try to fight back. We can't be aggressive. We got to fight officiating crews. So issuing fines when we see that NFL has made bad calls. That's my take, Greeny. Love the show. Thank you, hashtag crew.
Well done. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate the passion. Clearly, all of us who are sitting here somewhat impassionate about that particular game will say, you didn't lose that game because of the officiating yesterday. But I don't think you were trying to say you were. Officiating is always has been, and is always going to be a problem. In all sports, in that one in particular, it is a practically impossible game to officiate. We will see. I understand the frustration. Bubba, who's next?
Yeah, let's talk to Brian.
All right, Brian, you're on ESPN Radio. Give me a hot take.
Hey, Greeny. So I'm a Panthers fan, and I'm curious, with Sam Darnold starting to look like his old ways with the Jets, is it time for the Panthers to consider trading McCaffrey while he's still worth something and try to rebuild this O-line and or go back after Cam Newton?
I hadn't thought of Cam. I think you stick with Sam for the moment. He had a bad day yesterday. He didn't get a lot of help. There were a lot of drops in that game. Like, that was just a bad game all the way around. And he still did lead you down there to the touchdown and the two-point conversion that gets it into the overtime. But, yeah, that was a bad game and a bad loss, and he did not play well and has not the last few weeks. The more interesting question is the one about trading McCaffrey. Like, the reason you don't pay all that money to running backs is that running backs get hurt. The answer is not, well, if he's healthy, he's worth it. The answer is, if he was always healthy, he wouldn't play that position. Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, look at all these guys. So I think that's the real question. What exactly do you get for Christian McCaffrey in a trade right now? They're not going to do it. I'm not suggesting they should. Would you get a first-round pick for Christian McCaffrey right now?
No way.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No chance.
So he's the most productive running back in the sport, and you wouldn't get a first-round pick for him. So why are you paying him all of that money? It's just kind of the way the sport has gone. I hate saying it, but I used to have this expression, mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be running backs, because that's their lot in life, is to get used up and not get paid. And that is what's going to wind up happening here. So if you could, they're not going to trade him, and he's a great player. But if you think he's going to be healthy all the time, then you're just looking at the wrong position. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio. Bubba, who's next?
Next up is Dylan.
All right, Dylan, give me a hot take.
Howdy, how are y'all doing today?
Good.
So you better look out for these Colts. They're coming at the playoffs, and they're getting ready to make a run in the playoffs, and Carson Wentz is going to be an MVP front runner here in about 4 weeks.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. MVP front runner, you went a little too far. But if the Titans lose tonight, and they should, and we're going to, you know, do a quick preview of that game in a minute, but they're a touchdown underdog tonight. If the Titans lose that game, which they figure to do, then all of a sudden, like, that division, we talked about the Colts' first five games, and the fear that they were going to get completely buried. which I thought that they would. And at 1-4, normally you'd say you are. But the Titans lost to the Jets. I mean, inexplicably and inexcusably, the Titans losing to the Jets gives Indy life. So if the Titans lose tonight, the Colts come out of this stretch when they had the most brutal first five-game schedule you could ever imagine. They come out of the stretch one game out of first. So, yes, right now, if you had to bet on it, Ambo, who wins that division, Indy or the Titans?
The Titans are going to win that division. I still need to see more from Carson Wentz. I'm almost discounting that game yesterday. Even though Houston has showed some things, I'm not a believer yet, although I do expect Tennessee to lose tonight.
Bubba, Colts or Titans going to win that division?
I'm not going to pick Wentz. I'm going Titans.
Okay, fair enough.
No faith. I just don't have faith in them.
Here's the only thing I'll say is, if you look at the Colts' remaining schedule, like, they have that game against the Titans. Obviously, they'll play them twice. They've got the Jets. They've got the Texans again. They've got the Jaguars twice.
Urban's turning it around.
Urban will get that thing turned around. I don't know. I think the Colts are a team to be reckoned with. I thought before the season they were going to be good. So we'll see. Do you buy like crazy into that? No. Into beating the Texans? No, obviously not. But let's see. They lost a tough game to the Rams. That was a three-point game. They lost a tough game to the Titans. They lost a very tough game to the Ravens on a Monday night that they had won 8 million different ways. I agree with Dylan. You overlook the Colts at your own peril. All right, Bubba, give me at least one more. Who you got?
Let's go to Josiah.
All right, Josiah, you're on ESPN Radio. Give me a hot take.
I'll make it quick, man. After Joe Burrow and the Bengals beat the Ravens by 2 touchdowns, Burrow will win MVP this year.
Burrow is so good, and that's not an easy game yesterday, and they wind up winning. Let me go see who they got coming up here. The Bengals, after that heartbreaking loss to the Packers, they beat up on the Lions. They got the Ravens, the Jets, Browns, Raiders. I mean, that division is so tough. I like the Bengals. I mean, they were 2 missed kicks away from beating Green Bay a week ago. Things would feel. Imagine if they were sitting there at 5-1 right now. They get Baltimore this week, right? This is the game where they're at the Ravens. Yeah, that's a really interesting game. If they win that game at Baltimore, because the Ravens right now look like they might be the besides Buffalo, the best team in the AFC. Cincinnati will open a lot of eyes if they win that game.
Let me ask you a question. I checked FPI this morning, our football power index that projects things out, and right now we have the Bengals having a better chance to make the playoffs than the Browns. Have you seen enough from each of those teams to where you would agree with our model? The Browns are less likely to make the playoffs than Cincinnati?
The answer is no, and here's why. Because there are some things that you believe so strongly that you are willing to discount what your eyes are seeing. Like, yes, everything that has happened thus far this season suggests that the Bengals are better than the Browns. What was their other loss? Oh, the Bengals lost that game to Chicago at the very beginning of the year. Are they going to make the playoffs in Cleveland miss? Well, let me put it this way. If Kareem Hunt is really out now, that injury looked really bad yesterday. They're not going to beat Denver on Thursday night. They're so beat up. The Browns are. So, they'll be 3-4. I think the Bengals, well, if they win that game, if they lose that game, they're 4-3. No, at this moment, if you had to bet your house right now that one or the other of those teams makes the playoffs and not both, you would bet it on Cincy?
I would bet it on Cincinnati.
Wow. Well, here's what I will say. They definitely have the better quarterback.
They have the better quarterback. And right now we have their defense as the 5th-best defense in the NFL. That is one of the most improved units in the NFL.
There's no one, literally no one in the league, who wouldn't rather have Burrow than Mayfield, right?
No chance.
They were both first picks overall. Was that back-to-back years, or was there a year in between there? It doesn't matter. The point of it is, they're both first picks overall. No, Kyler Murray went in the middle of there somewhere.
18, 19, 20.
But that's not the point. The point is, I'm not willing to go there because I'm not willing to give up on Cleveland. I just think they have too many good players to be this bad, and I do think the coach is a good coach, but they got a lot of injuries. So we'll wait and see. All right, outstanding phone calls as always. Thank you, everybody, for calling. I did mention the Monday night game tonight. Our Monday night preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance, presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. Buffalo at Tennessee. Buffalo is a 6.5-point favorite tonight. I think I like the Titans with the points. Now, the Bills are awesome. And I know I've not always given them their due. And they've made me look bad for it. They are just running roughshod over everybody. And the Titans have been sloppy. And to lose a game to the Jets is inexcusable. The Jets are so bad. And again, Tennessee, in their defense, they played that game without their receivers and everything else. But whatever. That's not a game you lose if you're a team to be taken seriously. But I still do take them seriously. And I do not think they get blown out in their own building tonight. So do they win the game outright? Probably not. I'm not telling you take the Titans with the money line. But 6.5 points? That feels like a lot. What do you think?
I think that's about the right number. You said on the TV show that it feels like a trap game of sorts for Buffalo.
Now, Buffalo coming off of that huge win against Kansas City, sort of, serving notice. We're the best team in the AFC, knocking off that team that had knocked them out last year. And they're not going to go 16-1. I mean, there will be a loss in there again somewhere. At Tennessee on a Monday night, does it seem so crazy to think that could be a spot where it happens?
No, it doesn't seem crazy, but I think Derrick Henry is going to need to go absolutely bananas. Also,
he's more than capable of doing
for
that.
For sure. Buffalo's also is going to enter their bye week after this. It's not like there's another game to prep for, so I think that's why I'm willing to spot the Bills 6.5.
So you would give the 6.5 tonight?
I would give the 6.5.
All right. Go ahead.
I think 6.5. 7.5 is too many. 6.5 is just right.
All right. My official pick is going to be Tennessee plus the 6.5. Speaking of picks.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
I went 2-3 this week. The Patriot game hurt me.
Oh, gosh.
The Patriot game hurt me. I took the Pats plus the 3. And they lose on a touchdown in the overtime. I mean, they had that game won in regulation. There's so many different ways. Oh. So I lose that game. The game that I deserved to take the beating on was Chargers. I was 100% convinced the Chargers were going to win that game against Baltimore, and they couldn't have been any further from it. So I had the Chargers plus the 2.5. That was a loss. And then I had the Washington football team with the points against Kansas City. That was looking good for a lot of the day.
Yeah.
And then that was the loss. So those are my three losses. My wins, I had the Raiders plus 3.5 and the Cardinals plus 3.5. Wow, the Cardinals were getting 3.5 points. And they obliterated the Browns yesterday. So 2-3 was the official mark on the KOD yesterday. Again, I have the Titans tonight plus the points. One last thing. We got the baseball tonight, right? We got the Red Sox and the Astros. Give me this is for you, Hembo. Mm-hmm. Who wins this game tonight and why?
I think Houston bounces back and wins game 3 tonight at Fenway Park. Again, this has been a series filled with offense. If you're a fan that likes to see 6, 8, 10 runs scored a game, this is the series for you. And Houston has a better and deeper lineup. I just can't believe, Greeny, that Kike Hernandez and those guys in the Red Sox lineup can continue doing this night in and night out. I mean, look, I doubted them at the end of the regular season. They're playing great still, but I still think Houston is the better team. And Houston wins game 3 tonight at Fenway Park.
Okay, we will see what happens there again. We never give short shrift to the baseball here, even during the regular season, much less during the playoffs. Today was obviously quite busy with a lot of things. Again, I'll finish it with my overriding thoughts. Cowboys, Patriots, the most notable thing about that game is for 20 years, the Patriots always win that game and the Cowboys always lose it. So it was the ultimate in role reversal. And then the biggest frustration I had yesterday, and we'll see what comes out of there today, probably nothing, but if I'm the owner of the New York Giants, I demand from my head coach to know why my quarterback, who 7 days earlier did not know his own name, just stumbling around with a obvious concussion, why he's out on the field yesterday down 38-3 in the fourth quarter. That was a decision bordering on inexcusable to me, because there are only a few things maybe more important than football, but that's one of them. All right, we'll see what winds up happening. Enjoy the games tonight. We'll be back in Better Than Ever tomorrow. Same time, same place. ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.